This is the Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M with another Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
And everyone listening to this right now, you are the greatest people in the world because you've downloaded Listener and you're listening to the Flan, Ali and Spider podcast, the breakfast show you get on 92.5, the Gold Coast Triple M.
Yeah, there's a couple of other great podcasts out there. I've got one about the anglers, about fishing.
And you've got one also about all things Gold Coast Suns called On the Sideline with Spider podcast.
Absolutely. And if you love your betting, you go to Palmerbet. I've got one about betting on Palmerbet and also one about football.
Do you do a Great Australian Doorstep podcast as well?
No. We've got enough audio and we've got enough content. We just haven't got the time to put it together yet, but
you,
I think I'd like to.
Are so busy. Yeah. Well, I think you should do that as a podcast.
So do I.
And we love so much that you're in the middle of working on a relationship advice with Spider podcast.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
It's going to be a short one.
I can tell you, I've got one coming. It's called Only Flans, and I'm not mucking around. That's what I'm going to call it.
Oh, whoa.
I love
that'd
it.
That'd be awesome.
Keep an eye out for that.
What are you going to talk about?
My body and how wonderful it is.
All right. Let's not get too busy where we don't tomorrow lean into International Smell the World Day.
Oh, good.
What is your favourite smell?
Oh,
what is it?
No, probably Ali when she's sleeping.
Oh, you are a different cat.
You've got to lock your windows, Ali.
I love that.
That wins as the dodgiest thing you've ever said.
What is, because Rod, it's interesting because Rod McLeod, our newsreader, who is unbelievable, he's won 9 ACRAs.
Yes.
But he reckons.
No, 10. He's got 10 now. Is
he?
Yeah.
He reckons when he drops a fluffy, as you'd say, smells like barbecue chips.
I think he was more specific than that. He said Samboy.
Samboy barbecue chips.
They wouldn't put it as my favourite smell.
What is your favourite? Like cut grass.
No, I've got a weird favourite smell, and it's when you've had a bit of a dry spell.
Oh, yes.
And the rain hits the road, and it's almost like you're at the track. There's that rubber and that oil and then the road and then there's a bit of grass as well. And, the smell of the world just after it's rained and it's hot.
Yes.
Love it.
You see the steam.
Yes. I love that smell. I don't know why.
What about burnt rubber, like a good burnout?
Yeah.
That's
well, we don't
whiffy.
Encourage that.
Oh, we do responsibly.
Okay.
Oh, you're a tosser.
Do you remember this
smell?
We
hoon responsibly, please.
When we were kids, they would have cap guns.
Oh
yeah.
And you'd get a little red tape and it had dots in it full of gunpowder.
Yeah.
Gunpowder?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
The smell of that after you went bang was the greatest thing ever.
I agree.
Mm. And then sometimes they would give you a test at school and they would have printed off the tests on a piece of paper and the ink was purple.
The book smell.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it was a Roneo machine.
Yes.
And the kids would all smell the paper and be off their chops for the exam.
Your favourite smell, Ali?
Well, I mentioned it earlier in the show today. Well, it's not my favourite smell, but as a kid I loved smelling the purple glue Pex paste.
Oh, yes.
I also love smelling the purple
testing.
I mean, petrol's high on my list.
Yeah, petrol. petrol's one of the greats.
There's a common theme here. I know I do love smelling petrol.
Mum used to wolf into it. She loved the smell of petrol.
Petrol's high on my
list. What about when you used to do the old kerosene heaters? Heating that up. Oh, I mean, you know, filling it up. All the things we used to do as kids.
But what about classic barbecue.
Yeah.
You can smell like an open fire of barbecue.
Two nights ago, Pete, my neighbour nailed me. I went down the side of my house and he was cooking.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he changed what I was having for dinner.
Perfect.
Yeah, I do love
that. You're right, that's a ripper smell.
Yeah, cooking smells. Well, I do often think if you're cooking up nice onions and garlic, you think... Oh. And a bit of a curry, you think, I wonder if the neighbours are jealous.
Just open the window a little bit and I put the fan on so it just brushes it across me.
International Smell the World Day tomorrow, which is good.
Smell the world.
Smell the world.
Let them know they're stinky people. That's a great day.
I love that.
A big podcast coming up. Ali asks, today, we needed to ask what?
We needed to ask, should one sabotage a loved one's relationship if you think they're with someone a bit dodgy?
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
that coming up. And so good to have, speaking of smells, the waft of incense and oil burners in the studio for Byron Bay's original hippie Serenity Safe Harbour.
Thank you so much. That waft is, in fact, sandalwood and service station sausage.
Oh, it's a beautiful waft.
It's a fragrance. It's redolent.
It's depending what step they're through, the left or the right.
Yeah. All right. Serenity joins us. We do our competition every day called Name That Year. It's a trivia contest, and we'll hear that. And Spider, on Mother's Day for the AFL and Collingwood, gee, they did something just awesome.
Absolutely. I found this really, really good. So many people can take a lot out of this, and it was to celebrate their Mother's Day when they were playing on Mother's Day as well.
It's not just heartwarming, is it? It's a bit inspirational.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hang around for it.
That is coming up. Before that, though, at 6:30 a.m. and 7:45 a.m., we play twice the 92.5 Triple M $1,000 Minute. We've got a couple of questions.
Let's go, boys.
Sure do. Which flower symbolises Anzac Day?
Poppy.
Yep, well done.
There you go, well done.
Like it.
What type of animal are the Persian, Manx and Tabby?
Tigers?
Cats.
Yes.
Very stylish tigers.
Should I switch Tabby? Does that make it too easy?
No, I didn't know.
They're good. Keep it.
And I'm a good barometer.
You are. What's further west, Mudjerabar or Merrimack?
Oh, the Mudge is over the other side of the M1.
Oh, west, yes. I was thinking north.
Yes,
Mudjerabar.
I go to take the kids from school.
Mix it up.
Yep.
All right.
Mudjerabar. Last question.
Come on.
Who sang The Voice?
Oh, the great, iconic national treasure, John Farnham.
His movie be out pretty soon. Doco.
Oh, yeah. I like that. All right. Enjoy. Good luck tomorrow at 6:30 a.m. and 7:45 a.m.
Can we do something different?
Yeah, go on.
Can we put all of those four in the six and the seven?
Oh, I love that.
Oh, you want to double up on those four questions? They'll be in 6 a.m. and 7 a.m.
Go on. How big are your kahunas?
We'll do it.
Yeah!
Yay!
Here it is.
Yep.
You've changed out.
Gone Rogue, the Flan, Alley and Spider podcast.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Alley and Spider podcast. Ask me. Ali asks.
Well, asking on behalf of a friend, should I sabotage my loved one's relationship?
Oh,
okay.
What do you, please explain.
Well,
I
would like to think that 99.9% of us just want our loved ones to be happy.
Yes.
It brings us great joy. And on the flip side, when our loved ones are going through difficulties or heartbreak, relationships ending, it's hard to watch.
Should you meddle?
Yes. I mean, you avert your eyes, Spider. You don't try not to get involved in this stuff.
No,
I am interested.
But you try not to get involved in your own marriage.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
Best way to be.
That's right. So a very good friend of mine is agonising over whether to tell her sister she needs to end her relationship.
Whoa.
I know. So her sister's been with this guy for just over 12 months, and she said she's the sort of person that she'll just jump straight into another relationship. She's gone through a messy divorce. They finally got through all that. Now she's in this new relationship. And I guess she describes her sister's new partner as, you know, got too comfortable too quick.
Okay.
You know, doesn't put his hand in his pocket enough. She feels like he's taking advantage of her sister.
Oh, my stars.
She thinks he's a little bit flirty, a little bit too comfortable.
With other people?
Yeah, with the family too quick.
How old?
Mid-40s.
Okay, not even old. How close is she with her sister?
Oh, no, they're very close.
Okay.
But she's done it in the past where she's, you know, way back when, where she's tried to judge her sister's choices when they were younger and it didn't go well.
No.
And she's seen that sort of not go so well for other people too.
Okay,
but then, you know, what do you do?
Can I go in first?
The writing on the wall? Yes, please.
I'm an automatic no these days with meddling.
Yeah.
Because one time I really felt like I should get involved and I did and I said, mate, he's a creep. He's running around behind your back.
Mm.
I hate to be the one to tell you, but get out of this. And she will never talk to me again. They're back together.
That's the hardest one is when you bag someone completely out because they do split up and then they get back together.
Yeah.
I vowed and declared to never, ever meddle ever again.
You know what, though? I will ask you this, Flynn.
Yeah, mate.
Maybe it's done you a favour because you do not have to be involved in watching that train wreck.
True story.
Don't know.
Yeah. You know what? There's always a bit of sunshine and a bit of rain. So, I think that's right. That's fair. I don't have to watch it. I'm not invited.
Spider, would you meddle? Would you say if your sister?
I've never heard of the word meddle.
I couldn't see you getting involved this way. I don't see.
No,
how
I'd never do it.
Care enough.
And it's You know what's tougher is when it's your daughter's going through that situation.
Yeah, right.
But what do? You don't. You can't. You allow them to take their own path. Mm. I think when it gets really bad,
if it gets unhealthy, I think you get involved.
Yeah, when it gets unhealthy. But outside of that, I think you learn by your mistakes.
Yeah. All right, well, so let's head over here. Is it unhealthy?
Well, I don't know. I would actually love to hear from our Triple M family. Mm. Maybe you did sabotage or get involved and they thanked you for it in the long run. Anyway, we'd love to hear from you. Love to hear your thoughts. Should someone sabotage their loved one's relationship? Fair. Let's hear from Tom in Burley. Good morning.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. Happen to you?
Well, look, I heard Spider talking just recently about, his daughter intervening. Maybe, you have to intervene if it's your daughter. And basically, my wife and I did that. We intervened in a relationship that my daughter was having.
Okay.
So, she was quite young at the time. She was like 17 or 18 years old. And she was going out with a guy. He was a nice guy. He was a nice kid, but he was nearly 30. So he's a lot older. And he had different intentions on his future than she had. She has a whole life ahead of her to study, to learn, to do things.
Yep.
And he wanted to settle down, basically.
Yeah.
And we could see that his intention was to kind of hook her up and dominate her. He was very, very manipulating. And we could see where that was happening. Now, under normal circumstances, you've got to let them sort it out themselves. But when it comes to such a drastic mistake, like maybe having a child or going down that path, you can't reverse those things.
Tom, what did you actually do?
Well, look, I had a chat to the guy and basically said, look, this is not right. She's young. You're a lot older. You need to kind of go and find someone closer to your own age or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much age, but someone that wants the same things out of you at the same time of life.
Yeah.
She doesn't know. She's young. She's infatuated by you, and I can understand that. And that's fine. You're a good kid, but you're just not right for my daughter. I can't let her make that mistake. So, mate, you either kind of back off and end it. Otherwise, I'll take measures that are going to do that.
Tom, did your daughter find out that you intervened?
Yeah, well, I told her.
Okay.
And did she take
How'd
that
she
well?
React?
Well, she was so kind of off the rector with me initially, and all the rest of it. But in hindsight, she saw what the intentions were, and she's thankful for it. She knew that she knows that we love her very much, and that our intentions were to look after her best interest.
Yep.
And at the age she was, it's very hard. We all make mistakes, even at our own our age now. Ali's friend, she's making mistakes. So
all right.
I think you just can't let it go sometimes because the consequences are too drastic, and a lot of times you can't reverse those.
Well, yes. Tommy, you know what?
Thank good you, Tom.
We've been on air for nearly how long?
Yeah.
5.5 hours, and that's the most sensible thing I've heard all day.
Yes,
please
I love
don't call
that.
Again, Tom, if that's your real name.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie, and Spider podcast.
Dim the lights.
Wandered into the studio as Byron Bay's wafted in. Byron Bay's original hippie Serenity Safe Harbour.
I am wafting. Thank you, Peter Spider, and the lovely introduction, Al Dobie. Good morning, Alison Plath.
Good morning, Serenity.
Plath. It sounds like an unfinished name, doesn't it?
Mm.
Plath. I feel like I'm halfway through something.
I often do.
Mm. Let's transition. And That's how you pronounce Triple M. My adopted Rainbow Province name is Serenity Safe Harbour. I am indeed, as Al said at the top, Byron Bay's OG hippie yippie first ever year. It sounds fancy, but really I'm patient zero for every disease in the Byron Shire. If you check your funk and waggles under G, I invented gum disease.
Oh.
Google it and giggle, kids. Though, for full transparency, I should also reveal that I was the Queensland Women's Roller Derby's most suspended player.
Oh.
I skated under the name Magnum Cum Laude.
That's okay.
How you pronounce it, I'm pretty certain. Yes. I am the Spider Everett
of
women's roller derby. I skated 17 seasons, 7 premierships, and I only finished a total of 9 full matches. My list of offences range from inventing the chicken wing tackle on a teammate's mum, attacking a referee with a vending machine. Got a year for that. But of course, I began my life's journey as Graham Thompson of Yatala, but 1970s Yatala was just too bustly for me. In recent days, I have found out that Margot Robbie, who went to school at Somerset College on the Gold Coast, you know her. She's an actress.
She's amazing.
You've heard of her?
Yes. Mm.
Trying to buy a house in Byron Bay. And I thought to myself, well, yes, that's what we need. More actors. More doctors? No. No. More lawyers? No. More actory people. It gives me the poops.
Oh.
I'll tell you straight up. However, have you tasted her gin?
No, I haven't.
No, what's it called? Papa Salt or something.
Papa Salt. Mm. Perfect name. Magnificent. I make my own gin. Did you know that?
Oh, no. Okay.
So well, when I say gin, I filter Brasso through a hanky and I call it Sin and Tonic. I learned how to make it during my last stint at Nhumanbar Women's Prison. Good morning, ladies. Oh. And I know they're all cheering for me, technically still on the run. Yeah?
Yeah.
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 On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Here we go. It's Aim That Year.
All right, so yesterday we were locked on 2 points each, but a clear winner after yesterday's game. A clear winner.
Mm.
Yeah. Leader, even.
Absolutely, there is. And we were all on locked on two. We were all on the swing together. Ellie was on top, and she jumped off. She's hit the front. She's on three. I'm on two. Rod, we're still on the swing together. Good to be there.
Yes.
We're all on. You and me are on two. Ellie is out in front. So we are both just looking right up her clacker.
Who's on top, you or Rod? I need to know.
No, Rod's on top.
Oh, he's on top.
Yeah, like a dinking situation.
Yeah. If he was to jump off, he'd jump straight onto you at three apiece.
Okay. He'd jump on my back.
Yeah, like bubbles.
That's how I see it.
Yeah, he's a bubbles.
Mm. All right, here we go.
Questions, so, please.
Name that year is what we are going to do now. National Pinot Grigio Day.
Oh, this is your day.
National Pinot Grigio. So name that year.
It was here where the Hill Smith family began its journey to become Yolumba, in this home of ours in the Barossa.
Yeah.
They call us the New World. But we're home to some of its oldest vines.
Yes, they are. It's actually Australia's oldest winery, Yolumba.
Is it? Because I thought that was at Roma at 1889.
No.
Okay.
Google's telling me otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
What year did Yolumba start up in Australia? Yolumba. Yolumba.
I'm going to go 1868.
No.
On the newsreader.
Yolumba Wines.
Yes,
1855.
I love that, though, the sound effects.
No.
If you're going Google, you think it's totally different. I honestly thought it was out at Roma. But it's not. I'll go 1854.
Yeah, good call.
No. 1849.
Yes.
Oh, well done.
1849.
Good work, Rodney. And Spider is giving Rod the finger.
Do you have a problem with your index finger?
No, it's just stiff.
He's stretching it.
He's got a big finger.
Stretching it
Bend
out.
Bend and stretch.
Reach for the stars. All right. Hey, look.
Stand on your tippy toes.
It's early in the game. All right. Yeah. So let's not get ahead of yourself.
Okay.
You may struggle with this one, okay. Spider.
Enya.
So this is Enya. How's Enya going?
Tell me, was it her first or second album?
No, well, she's having a birthday today.
Oh, Ellie.
Enya. Ellie, what year was Enya born?
Ooh, Enya was born in 1970.
No. Rod the newsreader.
Is it a spider? You've got no idea.
No, no.
Enya, a former member of Clannad, the Irish group.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, very good.
Yep, she was.
1965, Al.
Not 65.
Fraction later, Rodney. Spider Dog's got this. 1967.
Incorrect.
No. 1961.
Oh,
Rodney!
Hey, Peter, check this one.
Yes.
Look at that one. Look at that. See him swiveling. Look at that.
The sky.
I am desperate to do a double finger next, hopefully.
And all these fingers are done with love.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. They are.
They are. Respect.
They always are, aren't they?
Yeah, okay. So, name that year, Ellie.
Confirm.
You do need this.
Mm.
You do need this.
Let's go to a place.
Come on,
where everything is made of blocks.
Ooh.
Where the only limit is your imagination.
Yes.
With no rules to follow.
Right.
This adventure, it's up to you.
Yes. And this adventure is Minecraft.
Minecraft.
It was released to the public.
Oh, Rod the newsreader.
On this day in a certain year. What year?
Wow.
Here we go.
For the Minecraft.
Win. For the win.
2002.
Oh.
It's not right.
Yeah. Later than that, Rodney. look, gee, Boston loved it, didn't they?
They all did.
Yeah.
Ali.
No, I said Spider. It's between 05 and 2010. I'm going to go 2009. I mean, yeah, 09.
Is that correct?
No.
Yeah! No.
Wow, well done. You deserve the win.
Stretch, reach for the stars.
Yeah, nothing stretching there, my friend.
Rod, you're on the swing and I'm on the back of Ali.
Oh, lucky you, Ali.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
Now, we've all played sport at the top level. We've been fortunate enough to do that. And over the years, we all get somebody in before a game to, you know, come and inspire us in some way, or if it's at training, if you're hitting a bit of a purple patch or whatever. And, you know, I've had some great talks, you know, coming to us before games, you know, from Ron Barassi, who was an AFL legend, to Paul Roos, who's one of the greatest coaches, to Lindsay Gaze, who, you know, unbelievable basketball background, an unbelievable coach.
How many premierships between those three names?
Yeah,
my God.
Yes. And the Dalai Lama, he came to the Sydney Swans one day.
Is that right?
Yeah,
did he?
Yeah, absolutely.
What happened?
Yes. Oh, it was, yeah, the monks were there. It was fantastic. We had Stuart Diver come in, Vince McMahon, you know, the wrestling. WWE.
Yep.
So we've had some unbelievable people over the years come and talk to us about inspiring us. And I don't know if you've heard this vision or heard this audio over the weekend, but I thought it was just magnificent. Collingwood, one of the biggest clubs in the country, in AFL, and even, you know, in the country. It's just a huge team. Mm-hmm. And you either love them or hate them. And at the moment, Collingwood are playing that good a footy, you cannot hate them.
It's hard to dislike.
It's hard to dislike them. And everything they're doing is right.
Mm-hmm.
Even after, on Mother's Day, after the game, they had all the mums and their children in the club room singing the team song together.
Whoa, that's normally very much just the team, isn't it?
Absolutely. I've never seen that before, and it is fantastic. But have a listen to this. This is, so Bo McCleary, he plays for Collingwood.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And before the game, their coach, McRae, come in and said, look, I normally come in and give you an inspiring speech, but today I'm leaving it up to somebody else.
Ooh.
And in walks Julie McCreary. So
his mum,
in front of all the team, in front of all the support staff, and have a listen and listen to the reaction towards the players towards the end. I find this just amazing.
Yeah. Righto, boys. I just wanted to thank you all so much for the hard work that you've done so far this season, going out there and doing what you do best, playing exciting footy and winning. You know, you make us all so proud. And what a special day today in front of all of your beautiful mums and partners on Mother's Day. We're going to be out there. So go out there, make us proud. Believe in yourselves. Believe in each other. Chase that ball. Tackle hard. Yeah! Win those contests. Yeah! And when in front of the goals, make it count. Yeah! And when you do, blow your mama's a kiss. So go out there and rip it up, boys.
Yeah. How amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
She would have been nervous too.
Absolutely.
She nailed it.
Absolutely. They went on and won the game. It was fantastic. So, yeah, and that was a few days ago to all the mothers, but I just found that really inspirational.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.